thank you, David, for disclosing my embarrassment at yet another meeting.
Wanted to share, okay.
Now for something completely different. This is not about measurement of disability or measurement of health or measurement of participation, but that thing that that David suggested he was most uninterested in, the measurement of the, what happens in a rehabilitation unit. And we have nothing to disclose that it would be embarrassing to David. This work is funded by NIDR to the tune of a total of $5.8 million. The black box of rehabilitation. Most of the existing evidence on rehabilitation has really examines the total process and not the individual elements within it. And that's why we call it a black box. And there's not even a taxonomy in which to describe what goes on in the rehabilitation process. So the SCI Rehab Project was designed to open that black box to document the many elements that exist from each of the disciplines in the rehabilitation process, to try to learn which of those elements are most strongly related to positive outcomes after spinal cord injury in this case, and to improve the rehabilitation process by learning that. Our collaborators at our centers across the country, Carolinas Rehabilitation, Mount Sinai in New York, National Rehab Hospital in Washington, D.C., Rehab Institute of Chicago, Shepherd Center in Atlanta, and our methodological group is the Institute of Outcomes Research in Salt Lake City. Julie Gassaway is associated with them as one of the co-authors here. And Mobile Data Force in Boise, Idaho did a lot of a programming for us. The design of this project is to gather information about 1,500 consecutive initial inpatient stays of individuals with traumatic brain injury. Then we'll enroll them over a 2.5-year period. Of course, get their consent to participate, and we'll follow them at 6 and 12 months post-injury. And the whole point of this is to use a methodology called practice-based evidence design. The PBE, practice-based evidence, is, I believe, a truly rigorous and detailed observational methodology, and it is not to replace randomized controlled trials, but to complement them. It's, I think, particularly appropriate when you've got a field that has not been well investigated, and you need to narrow the many factors that might be influencing outcomes before doing a randomized trial of a specific interventions. It identifies which of the many interventions that are documented are most strongly associated with positive outcomes, and again, hopefully improves the rehabilitation process as a result. The practice-based evidence design looks at three major categories of variables. The most important grouping of variables are the process factors, and in this case with the medical interventions, therapeutic interventions, education and counseling, all the things that make up the rehabilitation process. And we're trying to relate those to outcomes at 6 and 12 months post-injury, medical, functional, quality of life, participation in the full range, controlling for, and this is the third area of category of variables, the patient factors, personal and demographics, diagnostic complications, severity issues, that sort of thing. And the way this works is this PBE methodology really requires detailed data sources. We use the medical record, we use electronic files like medication and physician billing data, we use data that's collected in, for other purposes, form 1 and 2 of the SCI model systems, but the heart of this work, which Charlotte will tell you about, is the point of care documentation that we collected on IPACs or PDAs. And the follow-up interviews themselves. And the follow-up interviews, we're trying to capture the range of outcome data that we think is important: functional independence, discharge to the home, medical complications, rehospitalizations, ER visits, return to work or school, societal participation, quality of life, kind of the full range of the ICF arena. And the follow-up interviews also cover what kind of continuing outpatient rehabilitation services the person has. The medical record abstraction gets at the kind of things you would expect: demographics, measures of severity and function, other medical complications, and something called the Comprehensive Severity Index, the CSI, which is based on ICD-9 codes. And for each set of ICD-9 codes, there are a set of questions that get at the extent and the existence and the extent of a disease. And it asks about signs and symptoms, and it's abstracted from the medical records during the first 3 days of the stay, the last 3 days of the stay, and for the duration of the stay. So we know how severe medically the individual was in the beginning, the end, and the middle. And I'll turn it over to Charlotte.
And it was actually the members of the multidisciplinary spinal cord injury team who developed this list of process variables and who defined the point of care documentation. This was accomplished by the creation of the discipline-specific work groups, of which we had 9 clinical work groups, plus a researching and a consumer group. These groups met together twice in person and then weekly for teleconferences for 9 months. To talk a little bit about the roles of the different discipline work groups, the research work group primarily was responsible for design of the study and also assisting with guidance for the clinical teams, many of whom had not previously participated in research. They also developed the interviews for the 6 and 12 month follow-up and the clinician profile and facility characteristics instruments. To discuss the clinical work groups a little bit, the physician and the nursing work group decided that the majority of their documentation could actually be gathered through the medical record. So the one thing that they decided couldn't be gathered from there was the nursing education. So a point of care system was developed specifically for that. In addition, physician billing records are collected to document the intensity of medical service that is provided for each patient. Additional discipline work groups, clinical work groups, included physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech-language pathology, therapeutic recreation, social work and case management, and psychology. These disciplines determined that nowhere in their present documentation was really their point of care documentation captured. So they developed this, and they also decided that major activities and sub-activities that really characterize what they do in participation with rehab, and these things that would most contribute to positive patient outcomes. Some of these did indicate patient progress along the way in the documentation, and all of this is documented on the PDAs called IPACs. So what does compose ideal point of care documentation? Well, the ideal captures the most important characteristics that each discipline feels they contribute to the spinal cord injury rehabilitation process. There is a very careful balance to strike between collecting enough detailed data that we as researchers feel is important with what the clinicians actually have to document. And some important things to consider in this would be whether or not to add an activity would be, is it important? Is it related to outcomes, and how easy is it for clinicians to document? So point of care documentation is collected by every spinal cord injury clinician in all of the 7 disciplines at 6 centers and on every traumatic patient who's enrolled in the study. We perform reliability on a quarterly basis. Some examples of physical therapy activities that have been included in the point of care documentation system include mobility, transfers, range of motion, some activities such as that. And in contrast, some therapeutic recreation activities that were included include leisure education, outings both that take place around the center and also out into the community. We also collect activity-specific details, including things like the time of activity spent, the level of assistance needed by the person, and then some characteristics specific to activities. These are some examples of physical therapy specific documentation, such as the transfer type, a distance that someone can wheel, or equipment used for gating. And session level details include date and start time, whether a session was individual or group, if it was a co-treat with another discipline, missed therapy information, patient participation, caregiver involvement, and factors that may influence a session, such as pain or medical complications. This is just a picture of an IPAC, which again is a PDA, so it's about the size of a BlackBerry, maybe a little bigger, and a very portable device. This study was designed and tested within a year, and training and implementation had occurred by the fall of 2007. Presently, we have 250 IPACs in use with over 600 clinicians documenting. Collectively, they have gathered over 100,000 clinician sessions, on track to collect over 300,000 sessions total, and we have completed 4 rounds of reliability testing. And for our enrollment status, we have 600 cases enrolled and consented. We're on track for our 1,500 goal. We have 256 month interviews complete, 40 12 month, and already 225 abstracted cases from the medical records. To date, the major contributions of this study include the comprehensive multidisciplinary taxonomy that does include all the various details for the different disciplines who are involved in the spinal cord injury rehabilitation process, and then also the development of the technology that is used for the documentation that is both portable and efficient for data transfer between the clinicians and then our database. And the things we're looking forward to in the future. We're looking forward to being able to describe the amount of time that's spent by each discipline for each of these various activities, and to look at that based on patient severity. Also to be able to analyze the variation in treatments that we are familiar with that occur between patient to patient and also between the various centers. And then finally to look at the treatment elements that are most strongly associated with positive outcomes for our patient population. Thank you very much.